You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive Fan Run Radio, Friday afternoon edition of the show. Russell Smith punching the time clock, fired up to be with you as we wrap up another work week alongside Trey Wallace and Bear John, not that Fulkerson, back in the Fan Run studios, whose secret that has tormented Bear every moment, every waking moment of his life for the past week since I revealed that our Fulky has a secret that will absolutely make Bear redneck mad. I promise today, by the end of today's show, if you can't guess it, I will reveal Fulky's secret to you just to see how mad I can make you before the weekend.
Well, I mean, this hasn't really registered on my radar. I mean, I don't think about it that much. I mean, I think you're overestimating and, you know, I mean, as you're wont to do, my temper and the way I conduct myself.
No, I think you're underestimating just how steamed you're going to be coming up here in the very, very near future, my friend. But first, never mind all that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more hot three-star action, and we welcome Trey Walls to the show. Trey, you get an I told you so this afternoon. Well, it was a week or so ago. The folks over on the VolQuest message board, VolFan42, Bronco Vol, they were coming after you, my man. They were taking you. They said you didn't know what you're talking about. They said you were talking out your rear end.
And today, I don't think that's entirely accurate, Russ. I think you're trying to give Trey a I told you so when one's not really warranted.
He earned it, Bear. You put
no,
this in the pipe and spoke it. Trey knew what he was talking
that's
about.
That's fine. I mean, I'll refer back to the thread.
And speak. Trey had been telling me about this for weeks now, this kid Trinity Bell in Alabama, that Tennessee was going to get him. I know Trey's sources on this. He was right. Trey, take your bow. Take your spike the football, Trey. You earned it.
I went 4-for-4. I'll just leave it at that. I went 4-for-4.
I told you
what was coming.
Yeah. They weren't saying that he wasn't coming here. No, that's what I'm saying. I told you so. I mean, you sure you went 4-for-4? I'm proud of you, Trey.
Yeah,
you don't want to take an I told you so if it really isn't one. I mean, you know.
I think you know that I went 4-for-4.
I think there's a lot of truth in what Bruce Vol and Navy Guy 44 and Bronco Vol 13. Vol Hacker One.
Wow.
Butter's okay. Dad.
I know where Bear stands on everything then. I'm just saying. Message groups.
Bear is a known message board.
I know he is.
Lurking aficionado. He probably starts
most of it.
Bear is.
No, I've never posted on the general's quarters.
This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you take a Tennessee football message board poster and put him on a radio show. This is, you know, every time you wonder what that would sound like. This is it.
Laugh all you want to. I think I've represented, you know, rather well. I mean, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Yeah, admitted message boarder. I've been a member of some of the most legendary boards. Were you around for the Labor Day Massacre, Russ? I don't think so.
Was it on Labor Day?
Do you put that on your resume?
I was probably on a lake somewhere enjoying myself.
No, but I knew stuff before all of you guys did.
Oh.
I guarantee you that back in the day.
Scoop Bear.
Yeah.
You're going to be so mad. You're about to be so mad. You're gonna
hell, I'll just hang up and start my 3-day weekend early, man.
You might drive down to the Fan Run Studios just to smack young John, not that Fulkerson, around, grab him by his neck and give him a good thrashing.
I mean, honest to God, if it ends up being Georgia, I will drive to the station in N95 mask and some sort of suit, relieve him of all responsibilities and duties with the drive, and I will wear one of those Tyvek suits in there every day and produce the show. I will not have a Georgia fan on the drive as a member.
Like one of them team members from E.T. outside of his house.
No, I won't be outside his house. Yeah, I don't care where he lives. He just won't be a part of the drive. The drive will not have a joy. It's bad enough I got to put up with, you know, War Eagle Wallace. I'm not dealing with, you know.
You're all about Fulkerson. You're all about taking shots at me today, Vandebeer. This is kind of interesting. I don't know where you're coming off
this
of.
This is kind of interesting. This is kind of interesting, Russ.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Me one of those days. I'll destroy both of you guys.
He's a little touchy.
I'll go down there. I'll fire Fulkerson. I don't care.
What the hell can he be touchy about on a Friday?
Russ coming in here with a fake I told you so. That's the second time he's done it.
I don't know.
I've been solidly committed to Tennessee staff for 3 weeks now. Get over yourself.
Oh.
Get over yourself, Trey.
Oh.
I mean, we can refer back to the original thing. I mean, they were pretty accurate on some of their observations about you two.
We are not going down and trying to figure out which of the message board posts talking about this show were correct and were not correct, because in a way they're all correct and they're all not correct. So anyway, what I know is this kid, Trinity Bell, I don't know if he can play a lick or not, but at 6'7", 265 pounds, I know when Jeremy Pruitt says he's looking for some big men, he's got himself a big man. Trinity Bell, I mean, by the time it gets all through, he might be finished growing, Trey. He might tip the scales at 6'8", 290 before it's all said and done. This could be a big John Henderson-sized dude once he gets in a college weightlifting program.
The kid still embraces, man. This kid's about to – I don't think he's done spurting yet, at least putting on weight. He's going to be really good for Tennessee. They can throw him at the defensive end position. You know, you can't throw him at tight end as well. He reminds me of Darnell Washington, but I think a little bit faster. I mean, this is just a big-time pickup for Tennessee. They've been, you know, kind of waiting on it. They knew this was in their pocket. They knew this was going to come down. Now you just look at the numbers and you're like, all right, you know, one last night, one today. All right, we're going to be like at 35 when August comes around. So things pick it up big time.
Well, 24 guys now in the boat. And by the way, this is the sixth guy from the state of Alabama. And boy, doesn't it feel good. Because Tennessee beats out Auburn for him. Those are the two final schools. And for so many years, and it wasn't just Jay Hardy last year, for so many years, Auburn particular, and Alabama as well, have been coming into our state, crossing the border into the Volunteer State and taking guys that we desperately wanted. It's been a stain on our program for a number of years throughout multiple coaching staffs. They have come in here and taking guys away that Tennessee desperately needed. And isn't it nice to turn the tables for once and to go into Alabama and take a player that they wanted, and Auburn wanted him. I guarantee you Gus Malzahn is steamed about this right now. And it's the sixth guy, and I know that, you know, Alabama wasn't recruiting all of these dudes, but they were recruiting the Dylan Brooks. They wanted him.
Yeah.
Auburn wanted this guy, and we're going in. They're coming off an 8-5 year in the midst of the coronavirus and are going down there and plucking out ball players out of that state. And I don't get – some of these guys might be a little wishy-washy. The Terrence Lewis kid down there in Florida, I don't know if we're going to be able to hang on to him. That just seems like a weird one. I feel pretty good about hanging on to Dylan Brooks and Trinity Bell, Trey. They seem like they're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I don't think Bell is the type of guy that's not going anywhere. And what was that, Bear? What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Bell's the type of guy that I think that this is not the thing that Auburn's going to come back in and grab him. He is fully committed to Tennessee. And there's also, I'll just throw out rumblings that Bell could potentially be playing at a different high school next year as well. So I think he is fully on board with Tennessee, Russ.
Does Dave Matthews have an offer out to Trinity Bell, Bear? I mean, are we sending the full court press down there to move him up to Knoxville here?
No comment. I don't.
I
wouldn't know anything about that.
I noticed one of those IMG kids that we went to see at that basketball game when IMG came up here to play Catholic. One of the big kids, the kid who's originally from Clarksville, went down to IMG, and he evidently has surfaced this summer here in Knoxville. He's training with Bobby Mays's kids, and there's some talk about him transferring up here.
I wonder where he'd end up going to school.
I have no idea. Probably Carnes or something like that.
Hey, I do know, back to, you know, Auburn and whether or not they want, because we were talking about boards. I know that a significant portion of their fan base is, as the kids say, IRL mad. I mean, their boards are melting down right now. So,
hate to see it.
I think they've accused. I'm not even going to say it. It's so bizarre and silly of who our bag man is.
Wait, we're cheating now? Who's our bag man?
Getting accused by one of the two major universities out of Alabama of being called the cheater by them. Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Who's our bag man according to the Barners?
It's too nutty. I'll text it to you.
Is it T?
No, it's nobody on the staff. No, huh? Nobody
on the staff.
Usually it's a writer.
Well, apparently, according to, this is all scuttlebutt, but, you know, Auburn's is some 24/7 guy. Have you ever heard that, Trey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia.
And I think they're basically saying the same thing about our guy.
So they're saying that one of the Govals 247 guys is being used by Tennessee staff as a bag man. Somebody gives one of those guys an envelope of cash, and then the 247 guy takes it to the recruit.
I guess.
Well, I mean, we know most of those guys, Trey, and I could say without a doubt that I would be stunned if any of those guys would, you know, I mean, that's basically wire fraud that you're accusing them of gaining. Now, Bear, would Bear be a middleman for Tennessee staff? Absolutely. And he said as much on the show. And that would absolutely happen. He would never get caught. He might be. He might be doing it right now. How shocked. I mean, would it stun you, Trey, to learn that Bear has been on the sly, like, managing payment to recruits? It wouldn't shock me.
Bear hanging out with Thunder Thornton and Charlie Anderson.
That's the thing. You don't hang out with those people.
You get
a buzz on your burner phone.
It wouldn't stun me at all. I'd be like, yep, I could see that.
I mean, not to give away, you know, trade secrets, but your phone conversations are minimum. You're not around any of the people, and you don't talk to a whole lot of people. You know, it's kind of a lonely existence. You just hand stuff to people.
I mean, Bear is a loner. I mean,
imagine if Tennessee ever got caught and then the articles that came out named a guy named Bear is the one who running
local
the
local radio host.
I deny it till my, you know.
Hey,
I admit nothing.
Trey, I've known him for like 4 years now. We've hung out multiple times. He's been over to my house multiple times. I have never been over to his house. Have no idea where he lives. Have no idea what he does in his spare time. Nothing would surprise me.
He's got a panic.
Well, I've known you for longer than 4 years. I've been on the show for 4 years.
Yeah.
I was a part of the show. I count, you know, at least four before that.
And your background is still shrouded in mystery. The SEC presidents and athletics directors have voted to allow athletes to return to campus beginning June 8th. Fulmer, you know, if he wanted July and everybody else wanted June, and then June 16th was his compromise. I guess this was the compromise to the compromise. Is they're going to go June 8th? That's 2 weeks from Monday, which is Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend. I mean, I feel good about that. That's, you know what, at the end of the day, and it sucks. We're going to have Jordan Bowden on the show in hour number three. It sucks that his season ended the way it did. And it sucks that there's no baseball. And I guess it kind of stinks that there was no orange and white game, but I don't really miss it. I don't think most Tennessee fans really miss it. Jeremy Pruitt, I'm sure, wishes he had those 14 practices that they didn't get in, whatever it was, ended up being. But it's funny, Trey. At the end of the day, basically, you know, the players, the freshmen who move in June, you have 2 months of summer workouts, and then you have a month of training camp, and then the season kicks off. And if all goes according to plan, the virus still out there, obviously, but if all goes according to plan, they're able to get these kids in June 8th and start them working out, then they really haven't missed much from a football perspective.
No, it's kind of weird to say, but I agree with you. Going back and look at the dates, and, you know, here's the thing, too. I would even say it benefited a good amount of Tennessee players that potentially were, I don't know, still a little banged up from last season. Injury-wise, trying to get better. I would think by, July, maybe you even get Wanye more involved, you know, than you thought you were going to be able to. You know, there's a few other players that had these surgeries in the offseason. So I do think it's beneficial. Right, Crouch, I think it's beneficial. They're still going to go hard at it. They're still going to do 2 weeks, I think, of like OTA-type work. And then you work right into the 4 weeks of preseason training camp. But this gives the opportunity for players to be on campus, not all congregating at the same time, same area. But it gives them able to work on offense, defense, you know, and I'll be interested to see how this thing plays out. I think the players will start arriving back on campus. Look, there's, I would probably say 30-40% of the team is actually already back in Knoxville right now. So, you know, they're all working out together at D1, the facility. So I think this is a positive for Tennessee. I just find it funny right now that Kentucky, who was the one talking that trash last week about Fulmer, now won't release a date that they're going to come back to campus, and Mitch Barnhart is wanting to act like he's almighty God.
Who cares? They're irrelevant. I mean, Kentucky having any say in what happens in this league from a football standpoint is absolutely laughable. I mean, they are blue Vandy. They've never done anything. They fired the best football coach who ever lived. I mean, they basically let the best football coach who ever lived walk out their door without keeping it. That's how stupid they are up there. By the way, Bear Bryant never beat General Nealand, even when he was at Kentucky, Alabama. It doesn't matter. But they don't get a say in any of this. I could care less about what they think about any of it. We got a lot to unpack. I will give you Fulke's big secret. So, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, John Fulkerson, I learned something about him, I believe it was a week ago today, or maybe it was last Monday. I can't remember the last time I saw him. He is a fan, and we have narrowed it down. Bear knows now that he is a fan of a college team. We learned that yesterday. It's a college team that Bear would not approve of. I've got 10 schools. We're going to start with 10, and then I'm going to see if Bear can narrow it down to 4, and then we'll make that the Rickard Rich barbecue smoking hot question of the day. What team, evil empire, is Fulke a fan of? This will absolutely break Bear's heart. It's going to be hilarious. Great radio coming up. Stay tuned. The Drive on Fan Run Radio. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Megan Russell Drive, Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith, Bear, Trey back with you doing the thing here on a Friday afternoon edition of the show. Thanks for jumping in with us here. And it's going to be fun. I'm glad that we have good guests coming on in hours two and three with Nick Bromberg at 4:30 and Jordan Bowden at 5:20, because I don't know. Bear might rage quit. He might rage quit coming up here in just a little bit. All right, Bear. Here,
I'm NASCAR term on us.
Yeah. All right. So our new executive producer, John Not That Fulkerson, who will greet you as you call in this afternoon.
Whoa. I mean, first of all, he's our new intern, okay? He's our intern.
He's running the show single-handedly. I mean, can we show him some respect?
I'll show him a little bit of respect, but he's interim. Just something. He's not the XO. The kid's been here for 3 weeks, dude. Come on now.
Didn't say he's the XO. I said he was the EP.
Yeah, he's not the EP. Don't be silly. Don't make this more than it is. I'm going to get plenty mad once I figure out.
If you're this upset about the arbitrary title that I have randomly ascribed to him this afternoon, how mad are you going to be when you figure out he's a fan of one of the following 10 schools, Bear?
Well, name them. I mean, with all your crap, just name the schools.
In no particular order, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Florida State.
I already had one of those.
Michigan, Ohio State, North Carolina, Duke.
Oh,
USC or Kentucky?
Please be Kentucky.
He is a fan of one of those 10 schools: Bama, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, Michigan, Ohio State, North Carolina, Duke, USC, or Kentucky.
I mean, there's a few that, you know, on that list that would. There's probably, I would say, three that would really upset me. Yeah.
Three that would really upset you.
Yeah. Just be like, you know, hey, just shut the hell up kind of team. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, there's at least three.
Trey, can you imagine Bear learning that Folky is a fan of any one of those teams and not having a complete meltdown on air?
No, not really. I mean, I think we're all just waiting for it now, to be honest with you.
There's only a handful that I wouldn't melt down.
I'd say Florida, Auburn, Bama.
I mean, for the rest of his internship, I will at any given moment cheap shot him.
His producership.
Yeah, whatever. Get it twisted, Russ.
All right, there it is. So I want you to narrow. We're going to see if we can narrow it down to four at some point this afternoon, and that'll be the Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. I don't have a strong opinion on this. The Barstool thing, the Coach Doug's thing, like it's. It's great that Tennessee's getting this publicity. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. But I'm not going to watch another man play video games. But hey, if that's your thing, that's cool. The only thing that
free
really,
advertisement.
Huh?
Free advertisement.
Exactly. The only thing that I really wish in regards to this story, if it is a story, I would have loved. Oh God, I would have loved. To just be a fly on the wall to see Fulmer and Pruitt as it's explained to them what is happening and why it's a good thing. Wait, they're doing a what? It's a video game. that what the, like you mean like Pac-Man or something?
I got people calling me 3 a.m. saying we got a new coach. Didn't know I got fired.
Yeah, that was it. That, speaking of the VolQuest guys, that was something I think they reported that evidently, like, there were some people that were really thrown off by that and were thinking that Pruitt got fired or something.
Yeah, it's called the Facebook crowd.
The Vol for Lifers.
It's just, yeah, I just call it the Facebook crowd. Like, they get their news, you know, a day and a half late. it is what it is.
Is Facebook not the worst? I mean, is that like...
I haven't posted in 9 months.
Really?
Coming up on a full year. Yeah, I love it.
It's
fantastic.
It's such a... In my world, it's a necessary evil. Because, like, first of all, it is a good way to keep in contact with family members in other states and stuff like that. I do use it for that. And I use it for business. Some of our advertisers, that's how they prefer to be reached. But like you say, Trey, the people that there's a lot of people in this country that's their primary source of news.
Yeah, dude. And you talk about, man.
I mean, you talk about like fake news, like you have no idea most of the time if the stuff that you're seeing on there, like there are times where like, I don't know where I'm like, what the hell is this website? You know? And there are people there that just have like no food. They just eat up whatever. I was like, oh, I saw it on Facebook. Uncle Barney posted it. Must be true.
Becky from class of 2005 said this happened. I'm going to believe her. No, you go to Facebook for baby pics and stupid political rants. That's all it is now. And maybe talking trash about a football team. I got all the baby pics I need. They're coming through text message. I got to pop on Facebook to see anything. So I can't stand it anymore. You know, I want to make up a fake name just to go on there and just like talk mess about politics, but then I get myself in trouble.
A Facebook burner?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He wants to make a Facebook burner.
I'm not like a Facebook. I just wish people maybe didn't. If I could clear out, here's the thing. If I could clear out like my whole profile, you know what I mean? And then post some stuff. I don't know. Sometimes these people are just idiots on there, and you just got to set them straight. It's July was the last time I said I was going to stop, and I just stopped going on there, man. It's just not worth it.
Well, that's the problem. You can't set anybody straight on Facebook.
Nah, Twitter's
not. The echo chamber of idiots.
I mean, who are we kidding? Twitter's not any better.
No.
The good thing about Twitter is, though, I can get my news in 15 seconds.
I don't think that's a good thing.
I don't think that's a good thing. Like, if there's a news story worth knowing, it takes more than 15 seconds to digest it, more than a tweet. That's the problem. It's like on Twitter, people just see the headlines. They're like, oh, now I know the story. Oh, did you click on it? Did you read it? No.
I'm not talking about that, bud. I'm talking about like breaking news, stuff like that, something that comes out. It hits. You know what I mean? And you have time to, if you want to, you know, you read the article, stuff like that. I'm not saying long form pieces. I'm saying, you know, I think Twitter has become so big because of the fact that you can get news out so quick.
I think there is definitely a utility to all of it, but I just, I know I'm old man sitting on the front porch with a shotgun across his lap right now, but I just think there's something to be said for there was a time when we weren't so aware of the news. And I definitely think that there are a lot of people out there that need to be more informed. But I think that you can be over-informed, you know? There's so many people now who it's like, you know, all they do is talk politics on social media. They're so angry on both sides of the equation. And it's because all they do is, you know, engage in this vilifying the other side, this other sideism. And it's like, are you a politician? No. What do you do? I'm a doctor. What do you do? I'm a lawyer. It's like, well, why do you care? Like, why do you care what these clowns in Washington are doing all day? Like, I realize that we all have to vote and you have a say in it and it's important. But at a certain point, you just want to grab people and be like, listen, man, this is not a productive use of your time. Like, I don't know. It's frustrating. How did we get here? Coach Duggs.
Damn, Coach Duggs. Like, that's going to – I think here's the thing about that. Like, and I said it earlier, it's free advertisement. The university's gotten on board. Not everybody at that university understands what Barstool is, and that's cool. But the younger folks, you know, Clay Bollinger, who runs social media for Tennessee, you know, he's taking it. Niedermeyer, you know, he's jumped on board with it. And I think it – I don't think it's affecting recruits in one way or the other, because, honestly, I don't know if 16 to 17-year-old young men – know what Barstool is or what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sure. But
I mean, we all, like, our target audience are, you know, 20 something, 30 somethings, 40 somethings, like, geek out over it. I don't know how many 17-year-old recruits are out there reading the old Barstool, but I don't think it hurts.
No. I think it's great. I think it's, like I said, your university is getting broadcasting dollars in the form of, you're all over Twitter, you're all over the internet, you're on the website.
Good
and then all of a sudden, at the same time, you're bringing in recruits like crazy over the last week and a half. Like, it's paid off. I think in the end, in the next 3 weeks, when this thing's over and they go pick a new school or whatever, Tennessee will have made enough money, ad revenue. You know what I mean?
I did hear that I heard John and Cody basically saying that the guy, Big Cat's he's not very good at that game.
No, apparently he's not. So I don't know.
Will it backfire if he gets beat down by Florida and, like, we lose a bowl game or something? Is it going to be a bad look?
No, it's not going to be a bad look. I don't know. I'm just think it's kind of, I don't care. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't watch people play video games, and I think it's kind of bizarre the way people are actually arguing about it, but I think it's kind of silly. I don't really care about it.
We could turn anything into a controversy here. Literally anything.
Yeah, but half the time when we do that, we make ourselves look like idiots.
Well, I mean,
some of us that live in the city that don't like looking like idiots, you know, kind of don't like when stuff like this happens. A lot of cringeworthy, like, stuff.
I'm fired up for the weekend. We'll be off Monday and Tuesday here on the drive on Fan Run.
Oh,
really?
Yep. Okay. 4-day weekend.
Okay.
All right.
And need a break, man. I think the past 2 months have been have worn on all of us. Even like, you lose. I feel most sorry for the people that have lost their jobs, even though they haven't working. I mean, that's incredibly stressful. I know how stressed out I have been about lost revenue that's come out of my pocket. At least I have the job. You know, at least I have a chance to keep things going here. And you know, Memorial Day is such a time of reflection, and I think that this year, I think this is going to be a special Memorial Day, because there's just I think somebody, I can't remember who said this, but you come out of this, your moral compass should be pointing true north after everything that's happened the past couple of months. And I'm glad that we get to sit here and spend 3 hours discussing what team our intern / producer is a fan of in his spare time, and how mad that's going to make my friend Bear. I think that's pretty darn cool.
All right, Russ.
I'm trying.
You know what, man? 4 days away from you idiots is going to be nice.
Wow. So, I'm trying to be reflective.
I'm trying to be reflective. You're being insulting.
I'm trying to have them all. How am I being insulting?
Well, you're just insulting. Yeah. But, you know, I'm telling you, Russ, you're being insulting. Your lazy ass doesn't want to work on Tuesday. You don't want to bring content to the, you know, to our fans. But go ahead and you can wrap it all up with back to, you know, whether or not I give two damns who our idiot intern roots for. I typically don't get pissed off about what 19-year-old kids do.
Bear, you, some of your greatest, most glorious rants have been about what 19-year-old football players do on Saturday. Kids you'll never be. Kids you've never met, never will be. Don't know you.
Fake news. It was never about the kids.
I've got the receipts here, Bear. Don't make me whip out the phone. I say
95% of them I refer mainly to the head coach. And mainly it Butch, you know, at Littlefoot. So I might have blasted off on Germ last football season, but you know, you roll out there and you lose to Georgia State and BYU, you get what you get. He's from the SEC. He knows what this is all about. He knew this was unacceptable. So, you know, tough love is what I give out on those voicemails, Russell. I very rarely trash the kids, at least not from Tennessee.
Let's take a quick break. We have one of the Tennessee kids, Jordan Bowden, coming on the show in the 5 o'clock hour. Looking forward to talking to him. I believe this is correct. Is he the first Knoxville area player to sign a scholarship, basketball scholarship with UT since Doug Roth in the late 1980s?
I believe so.
It's incredible.
We can probably check with Philly, probably now.
I look forward to talking to him, man. I hate that, you know, as I said earlier, his career ended so abruptly the way it did. But people forget that team was, what, 17-13? I think we went 9-9 SEC this year. They were still fighting right there on the bubble, probably on the wrong side of it. But you don't know, going to Nashville for the SEC tournament. Yeah, and then it just all taken away. And, of course, it's kind of a drag. But we'll talk to him and see what he's been up to and what the future holds for the Hornet, the Carter Hornet, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, 5:20, when he's scheduled to join. Let's take a quick break. We'll get some phone calls going here. 865-546-8200, 546-8200, your number to get on board. Stay with us. The Drive continues after this.
The Drop.
Doug Roth and Travis Henry from Carnes played at Tennessee in the late 1980s. I remember Travis.
Yep.
Do you remember what Travis Henry is famous for? You remember his moment in the Sun, Bear?
No, it's lost in the ether.
I think it was, and I'm sure Phil remembers this, 1987 or 88. Remember, this is the tail end of the Cold War, right?
Right.
Tennessee played. Now, I'm not making this up. This sounds like a damn cartoon, but I swear to God it happened. We played the Soviet national team in an exhibition of bowling. And yeah. Travis Henry, who looked like
that mustache. Funky mustache.
It looked like he played drums for Garth Brooks or something.
I would have said Blue Oyster Cult, but
yeah, exactly.
He looked like something out of a 70s rock band.
He throws in a half court shot at the buzzer to beat the Reds, to beat the damn Commies.
Stick a shiv right in Ivan's heart. Yeah.
Scary the Soviet teams were, like their hockey team, their basketball team. They'd wear like all red and it said CCCP. And we're like, aren't you Russia? Like, why is there a C involved in this? And they
Cyrillic, you dipstick.
I understand that. They come in there and, you know, their eyes look different, like their jaw, their facial structure. They just look like alien. They look scary, like a bunch of damn monsters or something. And God, it felt good to beat them in anything.
Yeah.
I mean, Trey,
right before the wall came down.
You're just a few years younger than me. You don't like, you think some of these ISIS dudes are scary and like, that's why nobody can get too worried about China, even though they're such a threat, right? Is because they don't look, they look lovable over there, you know? But the Soviet Union, when I was a kid, that Gorbachev guy, he looked like a teddy bear. He looked like a freaking Bond villain, man.
Good
he had this
God, man.
Birthmark. It was like, I expected him to be stroking a cat every time you saw him with like some sort of metallic claw or something for one of his hands, wearing a monocle up there or something. Gorbachev is just a scary sounding name. That dude, when I was a kid, he was scary. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like a damn monster. You thought, oh my God, Russians are going to kill us all.
The sad part about that is he wasn't anywhere near in the same league as, you know, the ones that I grew up. You know, I'm a few years older than you. Do you remember Brezhnev and that maniac Andropov? I don't remember Khrushchev, but Brezhnev and the Andropov guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, back in the early 80s, he was convinced. He'd convinced himself that we were getting ready to attack, and we didn't know it at the time until years later when one of the KGB guys, one of their high-ranking officials, defected the U.S. You can look it up. We're like 27 minutes from all-out nuclear war. You know? So, yeah.
I just remember Drago's wife from Rocky IV. She just looked mean and miserable.
Freaking Drago, man. I mean.
Yeah, but he was cool. But Drago's wife was the one that you had to worry about.
She looked evil.
What is going on here?
You just remember Dolph Lundgren from the He-Man movie, and that's why there was nothing lovable about him in that movie. If he dies, he dies.
I don't remember Dolph from anything besides that, and then that new movie he did with Sylvester Stallone, the Expendables or whatever it's called.
Never saw that one.
Yeah, but he was just a character. He didn't know what he was getting into. You know what I mean? They just fed him steroids and stuff, and he was a robot. You know, they trained him to kill.
That's what they did, man.
If he can change, everybody can change.
I can change. You can change. All right, Bear, I'm changing the list. I'm taking two schools off. We're taking it down to 8. Folky, you will be relieved to know, is not a North Carolina fan, nor is he a USC fan. All right, so that takes it down to the hateful 8. Bama, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, Michigan, Ohio State, Duke, and Kentucky.
Okay.
Our guy's a fan of one of those teams. I'm going to narrow it down to 4 here next hour and put up your Rickard Rich barbecue. Smoking hot question of the day. It's tough, man. It's tough right now. These kids are coming back starting next week. Guys are filing into town. We got a new strength and conditioning coach. That's something that has not been talked about very much. AJ Artis is going to step into that role for the departed Craig Fitzgerald.
And they've just been kind of waiting on the perfect time to announce that. And now, you know, it'll be the perfect time in the next week or so because everybody's coming back. So he's been running things.
You'll see some guys tired and broke down, a little sore after that first week, I'd imagine. Probably I was talking to Marcellus Johnson over at Old Ben Franklin Motors on Wednesday, and he was saying, look, man, I know these dudes have been probably running a little bit. Maybe even some of them have access to a gym or something like that, and they're getting a little lift in here or there. But it's a totally different ball game when you're with your teammates, you're in the gym, and you've got a crazy strength coach screaming at you at the top of your lungs. He said, dudes, when they would do leg day back in when Fulmer's there with Johnny Long and the boys, he said after that first leg day of June, of summer camp, summer conditioning, he said you go in the locker room and there would just be guys sprawled out on the floor because literally couldn't move. Their legs had stopped working from squatting so much. Guys haven't been doing that. They haven't been hitting it like that the past couple of months. But
we're going to find out. The staff will know real quick who's serious, especially out of the young kids, the freshmen, and who's not. So.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. It'll be fun to see which ones stand out. You know, I know that, you know, the O-line group's been working together, and the quarterback's back in town now. Maurer's back. Garantano's back. Shrout's back. I want to see them all. That first week when they get back, here's what I'm interested in. I'm interested to see if they open this thing up. When are they going to start opening it up for, like, maybe potentially us to get a look at them? How are they going to treat it like spring compared to how they're treating it like fall camp? Like, that's when you'll first know. But I think they're going to try to hide these players for the first three to four weeks as they get back growing.
Oh, yeah. There ain't going to be no media availability until after media days, which is going to be done remotely.
Like one person.
No, I mean, listen, I'm all for access and all that stuff, but I don't see any reason to do anything, don't jeopardize it at all, man. Like, if you want to do some Zoom stuff where you get to ask Coach Pruitt questions, stuff like that, the reporters don't need to be over there. I mean, it's college football. We're not covering the damn State Department here.
No, that's why I think it's.
How long is it before? Initially, it's just the strength and conditioning staff, correct?
Yeah. For the first, honestly.
I thought they gave out a schedule for it.
They're saying 6 weeks. So that
I'm not sure what the difference is, because I was confused by that too, because they said, you know, strength conditioning coaches are the only ones that are allowed to have contact with the players in the month of June. But everything's different now. It's going to be a little bit different. I think you're going to allow for some leeway here with how we approach this, because basketball is different. Like, Coach Barnes can get in there and work out. Like, that's his thing, right? It's player development over the summer. He can get out and work out, I think it's like groups of four or something like that at a time, a couple of times a week. And, you know, I think that with spring practice having been canceled, basically Tennessee got, I think, two workouts in, that you need to, I feel like the, particularly for the schools that didn't get much work done in spring, like Tennessee, you ought to give them some extra opportunities for the coaches to get in there and do some skill work, guys.
I think they're going to give them 2 weeks of vote. Here's what I think happens. I think, you know, we're up against it. I think they're going to do strength and conditioning for the week's time, and then they're going to say, okay, you get 2 weeks of OTAs. No hard contact, anything like that. Go over the playbook, figure out your schemes, all that, and then they'll roll into fall camp in August. I think that's how this thing's going to work.
All right, stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive will hit your top four at four. Coming up next here on Fan Run Radio. The Drive.